If you're a fan of the blues, you may be seeing red. Airbus breaks ground in Alabama. And this little rascal is no Spanky or Alfalfa. This is Aero News for Wednesday, April the 10th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The sequester has officially killed the Blue Angels air show season, with the Navy announcing Tuesday that it was canceling the remaining 2013 performances of its flight demonstration squadron. The squadron will continue to train to maintain flying proficiency until further notice at its home station in Pensacola, Florida. Recognizing budget realities, current defense policy states that outreach events can only be supported with local assets at no cost to the government. On its Facebook page, the Blue Angels said, quote, "The Blue Angels are disappointed in this decision, but recognize this is one of many steps the Navy is taking to ensure resources are in place to support our forces operating forward now and those training to relieve them. The team will continue to sign autographs at the National Naval Aviation Museum on Wednesdays at 11:30 a.m. The Blue Angels team will also explore other community outreach activities near their home station of Naval Air Station Pensacola. The Navy believes there is value in demonstrating the professionalism and capabilities of our Navy and Marine Corps team, thus inspiring future generations of sailors and Marines. The Navy intends to continue aerial demonstration in the future when the budget situation permits," end quote. Airbus, manufacturing in the United States, advanced another step closer to reality Monday in Mobile, Alabama, as construction of the company's A320 family assembly line officially began. During a groundbreaking ceremony at the Mobile Brooklea Aeroplex, Airbus President and CEO Fabrice Berger acknowledged the significance of the U.S. facility to Airbus's global growth, saying, quote, "Building an A320 family assembly line in Mobile is truly groundbreaking for Airbus. Our customers need more aircraft that cut fuel burn, emissions, and operating cost. With this assembly line, we will be able to meet our customers' needs at their doorstep, in addition to the worldwide demand for these efficient aircraft. When this assembly line opens, we will be the only one to assemble aircraft in Asia, the Americas, and Europe," end quote. The new assembly line, which is the company's first U.S.-based production facility, will be based at the Mobile Brooklea Aeroplex and will facilitate assembly of A319, A320, and A321 aircraft. Major construction of the facility will begin this summer. Aircraft assembly is planned to begin in 2015, with first delivery of a Mobile-assembled aircraft in 2016. At full production, the assembly line and associated facilities would produce up to 4 aircraft a month, which directly translates into employing as many as 1,000 high-skilled workers. Renegade Light Sport LLC has put a carbon fiber spin on the venerable aerobatic Pitts S1C from Steen Aero and christened the plane the Renegade Little Rascal. Previously known as the Carbon Pitts, Renegade was notified by Aviat that it held a trademark on the word Pitts, necessitating a name change. Renegade says this aircraft is one of a long line of Lycoming-powered LSAs from the company and is right in line with Renegade's business model of taking the best of the old dependable engines, airframes, and more, and putting the company's modern, state-of-the-art touch to the projects. Renegade says the Rascal sports the best of the old S1C airframe. However, it is 4 inches wider, 6 inches longer in the cockpit, sporting a new all-carbon fiber wing design with full-span ailerons and complete carbon wing with no fabric whatsoever. The Little Rascal will be on display at the Lakeland Air Show this week, and Renegade says they will soon have an announcement about a new Lycoming-powered amphibian as well. A majority of the U.S. House of Representatives recently delivered a resounding bipartisan message to President Obama in opposition to his repeated calls for aviation user fees, drawing praise from the NBAA and NATA for the 223 members who signed a letter to President Obama. A staple of the administration's past two budget proposals, a $100 per flight fee on general aviation aircraft, is considered likely to again be a part of its fiscal year 2014 budget to be unveiled later this week. In an April 5th letter to the president, House lawmakers termed imposition of aviation user fees, quote-unquote, the wrong approach for reducing the deficit and called on the president to, quote, abandon this idea once and for all, end quote. Orbital Sciences Corporation rolled out the first fully integrated Antares rocket from its assembly building at NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Eastern Virginia early Saturday morning, all in preparation for its inaugural flight that is scheduled for April 17th at approximately 1700 Eastern Daylight Time. With the completion of the Antares rollout, Orbital says they are on a clear path for a launch date of April 17th, provided there are no significant weather disruptions or major vehicle checkout delays between now and then. When Aero News continues, check your bags. I mean, really, check your bags. Reaching for a new zenith and playing favorites with knives?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, April the 10th. I'm Glenn Warrior. Well, here we go with another story about someone deep in the bowels of an airport pilfering other people's stuff. David Vang, a 23-year-old baggage handler working at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport in Minnesota, has been arrested and charged with stealing some $84,000 worth of items from bags traveling through the airport. He's been charged with 11 counts of felony theft. ABC News reports that Vang was seen on videotape taking items from passengers' bags and stuffing them into his backpack over an 8-month period. He is said to have stolen everything from guns to jewelry. And an ABC News analyst said it is, quote-unquote, difficult to prevent such thefts from happening. He said that baggage handlers' access to luggage when no one is watching can just be too tempting for some people to resist. A new light aircraft design from Zenith has been rolled out this week. The company has introduced its latest airplane, the ZH-750 Cruiser. While influenced by its well-known STOL predecessors, the CH-750 Cruiser is an all-new design that is geared toward the on-airport crowd. Sebastian Heinz, president of Zenith Aircraft Company of Mexico, Missouri, says, quote, "Our STOL CH-750 design has been a huge success in large part thanks to its easy cabin access, fantastic visibility, and for its roomy side-by-side comfort for two adults," end quote. The Zenith CH-750 Cruiser features an all-new airfoil supported by a single streamlined strut. Compared to the STOL CH-750, the empennage has also been redesigned for its new mission, with a symmetrical stabilizer and a shortened horizontal tailspan. As with all other all-metal Zenith kits, this newest model will be built using the latest modern manufacturing technology to offer matched hull assembly throughout. Component kits are scheduled for delivery next month. Zenith Aircraft Company will be releasing both building and flying video clips of the new design shortly on its website, as well as detailed design data and kit and options pricing information. Knife industry lobbyists appear to have played a key role in getting the Transportation Security Administration to allow knives back on commercial aircraft for the first time since 9/11. The policy change that will allow small knives on airplanes is set to take effect April 25th. In a press release issued after the decision was made, the American Knife and Tool Institute, a lobbying group run by knife manufacturers, touted itself as being, quote-unquote, instrumental in TSA's decision. While the American Federation of Government Employees, the union that represents 45,000 transportation security officers, says TSA failed to give their union a similar forum. J. David Cox Sr., the national president of the AFGE, said, quote, "This wasn't strictly about improving the screening process at our nation's airports, as TSA has claimed. The knife lobby fought for the change, but TSA never disclosed closed-door meetings with knife advocates when the policy change was announced. This decision compromises the safety of TSOs, flight attendants, and the flying public for the benefit of the knife industry," end quote. AFGE has joined with the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, in calling on TSA to reverse its policy change and supports ongoing efforts by lawmakers in the House and Senate to pass legislation that would keep all knives off airplanes. Well, that's our Cutting Edge report for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.